Today we have the Goosebumps TV book, Be Careful What You Wish For. Here's how this works. The story was adapted by Jane E. Gerver from the teleplay by Charles Laser, based on the novel by R.L. Stein. So this is a copy of a copy of a copy at this point, and things are starting to get a little bit fuzzy. I don't really understand why this exists. If you wanted to watch the show, you've got the episode. If you wanted to read the book, you've got the book the show is based on. This is like a weird tertiary step or something. That being said, once I dove in, I realized that this process could be seen as a dumbing down, but it could also be seen as a rock tumbler, a polishing of the original adventure through a couple different filters, because it's only 50 pages long. And it's got those picture pages in the middle, so it's about the fastest 50 pages you'll ever get through. The picture pages are a little odd in this case, though. They want to show the whole story in like 10 photos, but when you get to them, you're only halfway through the book. So it sort of ruins what's to come. It's a spoiler embedded in the story itself, but how was I supposed to know at what point I should view the images? Alright, here's the deal with this story. This chick finds a medallion crystal thingy under the bleachers at school, which makes sense because the bleachers is where a crystal-sporting goth chick would pretend to be on her period so she didn't have to play basketball in gym class when the real reason was she didn't want to play basketball. This weird witch lady learns that our hero has discovered the crystal, and she's like, "Oh, you found it, that's mine." And then this sucker gives it right back. Then the witch says she's lost, so the kid walks her like 2 blocks, and the witch is like, "Okay, I'll give you 3 wishes for walking me here." Which is also dumb because it's like, not for the crystal? For something you probably could have figured out by looking around or maybe, I don't know, just asking? Or, you know, magic? I don't really expect a tip when I give directions, let alone 3 wishes. The 3 wishes go about the way 3 wishes always go, right? Our hero wishes that she'd be the best player on the basketball team, so then suddenly everyone else on the team sucks. Which is actually not a terrible misinterpretation, you kind of see that coming, right? It reminds me of a YouTube video I watched that was titled something like, "How to Make Things Exciting Again," and basically it recommended making the rest of your life really boring and terrible so as to make your regular life seem better by comparison. Not really what I was looking at. It's just like, unsubscribe from Netflix and reading will be more enjoyable than doing nothing. Gee, thanks. It's not that you've made things exciting, it's that you've lowered your overall excitement threshold. Second wish, she says something like, "I wish everyone would buzz off, so every other human turns into flies." Now this is frustrating as a reader because Clarissa, the witch, is like, "I'm not a mind reader, I didn't know that was not a real wish." But of course she knows that. If she can see how interpretive wishes can be in terms of interpreting buzz off as turning into flies, wouldn't she be able to recognize that figurative language is a thing? It's the core of all this wishes stuff. The genies or witches or whatever always pretend like it's the person making the wish who is being a dumbass, but I'm like, no, you're intentionally misinterpreting things to make this suck. Why does this have to suck? It feels like being on Twitter. Too many people take something and interpret it in the absolute weirdest, least charitable way. Wish granters are the original version of people who spend too much time on social media. I would love to write a story about a genie who gives genuine wishes and can never get anyone to make them because they all think that the genie is going to screw them over with some clever nonsense. Like, the genie is desperate for people to make a wish and just cannot get a single person to wish for the simplest thing because they're all like, oh no, I'm not falling for that. The third wish is that Judith, the school bully, will like our hero. Judith becomes obsessed. Then our hero undoes that wish, whatever, and somehow Judith gets control of the wishing powers, and Judith wishes people would all love and gather around her, so she's turned into a statue, the end. This book is one of the more blatant cash grabs I read for this month, and yet it's one of the more baffling things to exist in the Bumpiverse, because while it's recycling the same story for a third run, it's not the laziest way to do it. Why wouldn't you just re-release the original book with a TV-based cover, throw those picture pages in the middle? That would be so lazy and so easy, and in my estimation, the smart way to bring in the bucks. You just do a thing and repackage it. Unrelated, stay tuned for the written version of this whole affair coming to a Kindle store for your ignoring pleasure.
Goosebumps. Read or beware. You're in for a scare.